My guest at this time is Jordan Lawrence. He's an attorney at the Alliance Defending Freedom. One of the most high-profile clients of the ADF recently has been a New Mexico wedding photographer who was taken to court by a homosexual couple after the photographer refused to photograph their gay wedding, even though it wasn't even legal at the time in the state. The Supreme Court has weighed in on this now simply by saying it won't hear the appeal, which means the gay activists have won, at least it seems at this point, this round of the fight. And Jordan, thank you very much for being with us.
It's good to be here.
What do you make of this decision by the court to not even hear the case? How surprised are you?
Well, it's very disappointing. One thing that I want everybody to understand is that this is not the same thing as the court summarily affirming the decision below, and I'll see some news reports stating that way. All this means is that the Supreme Court decided not to hear the case. They did mull this over for three extra times at their conference, which is helpful to us, or encouraging in the slight way that it means that the justices took this case seriously, gave it a lot of extra consideration, but decided ultimately not to hear the case. And there will be other cases coming through the pipeline. Alliance Defending Freedom has some already in the pipeline, the cake baker in Colorado, the florist in Washington State, and I think there'll be other decisions. This does not set a nationwide precedent, and whether people can be forced to create expression that they don't agree with or be punished by the government, that is still a general constitutional principle that ADF will be enforcing and arguing in courts around the land.
Now, of course, the court never issues commentary when it refuses to hear a case, so it's hard to read too much into why they decided not to hear it. But given all the attention this issue has had, why do you think that they didn't decide to bring this forward? Since, as you mentioned, there's a whole lot of other cases that are still in the pipeline that deal with this. Are they just waiting for more to happen and for them to kind of gel together into one big case?
Well, I really don't know in one sense. Ultimately, I'm not certain why they didn't take this, but I think that you are correct. They do have a general habit of waiting for an issue to what they call percolate in the lower courts and not necessarily take the first one, but take, you know, the third or the fourth one or something like that. And what I think is that the those who support redefining marriage to include same-sex couples may take the wrong signal from this and be emboldened to punish more employers or professionals or small business owners or graduate students or others for their views that marriage is only one man and one woman. I am concerned that there will be more cases that will finally get up to the Supreme Court.
How concerned are you about what seems to be, at least from what we hear in the media, the trend that most of these cases, whether it's previous state constitutional amendments defining marriage in the traditional way, or the case of the Colorado baker, the New Mexico photographer, lately they all seem to be trending in the same direction, which is not the direction you're hoping for here?
Right. Well, I do, and many other Americans believe, that the best public policy and social values for to promote them and maximize human flourishing is to define marriage as one man and one woman. But obviously there's a growing number of people that disagree with that. But what I hope we all as Americans can agree on is that people should not be censored or punished or held up to public humiliation for having a view that is not supported by this new ascending orthodoxy. And I feel that those who support redefining marriage will draw the wrong message from today and be emboldened to punish more people, to say either you agree with us on marriage or we're going to drive you to the outskirts of society. And that will harm all Americans. The First Amendment rights to be free of government coercion on our expression protects everyone. And if we see an embattled minority being punished and don't stand up for them, then everybody loses eventually of this right, that nobody can benefit from the First Amendment. What we need to do is be standing up for what is strong and objecting to this and say, in a free society under our United States First Amendment, we do not basically punish people for holding the wrong opinion.
Do you see a slippery slope here? We first have the photographers and the cake bakers, and they're sued for not doing a specific act. Now you have it's not a legal situation, but the until last week, the head of Mozilla forced out because he had a personal conviction on an issue and he donated money to a cause in 2008, which happened to be for traditional marriage in California. If these types of things keep happening, where do we go next? What do you fear might be on the horizon?
Well, I do think that I am concerned about the expansion of this, and that's why I think that Americans need to stand up and just say this has gone too far, that we can have reasonable debates without demonizing and ostracizing the losers of the debate or people that are on a side that the courts and others are not supporting right now. I think that we could see, I had a case in Maine where a social worker spoke out in a political campaign in support of marriage, and he had complaints filed that he should lose his professional license as a social worker because of his position on marriage. And I think the imagination of those zealots on the other side knows no boundaries, and they will be pushing this to basically ostracize and marginalize people as much as possible. The Mozilla CEO case is another example of it, even though it wasn't legal. But this effort, we see the increasing effort to hound people out of public life and put them into exile on the outskirts of society. And as Americans, we need to be standing up and saying, this is not what our First Amendment allows people to do.
Couple more questions in our remaining couple of minutes with Jordan Lawrence of the Alliance Defending Freedom. And Jordan, let's get back to this specific case here. First of all, just to clarify, while there may be other cases coming to the Supreme Court through the pipeline, this is the final word essentially on the case of Elaine Photography, right?
That is correct, yes.
And what has this done to this business? What has it done to Elaine and her husband, Jonathan, and their business and how they go about their work now? How has this affected their lives?
Well, they are just everyday Americans who are living their lives and making decisions, you know, to the best of their ability to make money and also to protect their conscience. And this case has obviously shoved them into the limelight. And how they go about their business now, I mean, they're assessing, because obviously they're going to be a target for others who want to basically humiliate them or make them, basically take pictures that they don't want to because of this court order. And they're just assessing right now what next steps they should do, and grieving over the fact that the Supreme Court unfortunately didn't step in to vindicate their First Amendment rights.
Well, Jordan, as you mentioned, this might be the latest news in this fight, but it's a long way from over. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Jordan Lawrence is an attorney with the Alliance Defending Freedom. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.